Hi everyone and welcome to another episode of the Alami Podcast, Change Your Company. Today we're going to continue with the foundations of leadership, the topic that we introduced in the previous episode, and we talked about leading self. And in this episode we're going to talk about leading individuals. Just to remind you of the framework, we talked that leadership consists of leading self, leading individuals, leading teams or groups, and then leading for transformation. And in a way, these are interconnected. And at the same time, leading self is a foundation for everything else. And then leading individuals, it comes in the second place, as this is a basic ability to influence one person. Because influencing one person is in a way prerequisite to influence a group or a team. So from here, let's talk a little bit about leading individuals. So first, getting or hiring the right people. A lot have been said about hiring the right people. And of course, performance and experience is something which we want to look at and something we want to consider. But character and values are as important as well. Maybe even more important, because we can develop skills and capabilities. We can help our people gain the experience needed for the job or the task in hand. But the values and character are very difficult to develop when people are already in a working environment. So what does it mean? I give you one example. I remember one time I was at a hotel in Spain, one of the nicest hotels, maybe the nicest hotel I've been to. And when I say nicest, I don't mean the venue, I don't mean the physical environment of the hotel, even though it's amazing as well. But what I mean is the kind of service and the spirit of the service provided to the clients. And I remember while I was there, I was so astonished about how everyone is so proactive, so helpful, so kind to every customer. And at one point, I went and I asked one of the employees, I said, tell me something. What kind of training do you have so you are that enthusiastic and excited and helpful to the clients? And she smiled at me and she said, you know, you will not believe it, but actually I'm not even an employee. I'm an intern. I'm a trainee. So what do you mean? She said, I'm here just for 6 months. I said, okay. And how come you are delivering such service? She told me, you know, when they hire us, they look for people who are enthusiastic. They look for people who are very friendly. They look for people who are very service-oriented. And that was interesting. So imagine when you hire someone who has the values which are aligned with the purpose, the mission, the vision of the organization or your team, it becomes much easier to deliver that service. And you don't even maybe need to motivate them in that case, because that's how they do things. Let's look at another example. I remember one time I was a member at a gym, and that gym, you can tell it was not well managed, because most of the employees who work there, they are not practicing sports. You can tell it. So imagine you are going to the gym and the staff who work there, they don't like sports. They don't exercise. So for sure in that case, you will not be able to deliver the service or maybe motivate them to do the job, which is creating an environment for people to work out, to be motivated to work out, and to help people in that environment. You see, so the character, the values, the kind of people that we hire or to bring to the team is so important. And then we look at another dimension, which it's not talked about that much, which is behavior tendencies or personality. Now, I use a tool called DISC, which is a very simple tool, which basically helps identifying or understanding people's behaviors. And it's divided into four different types. D, who are more action-oriented. I, who are more enthusiastic. S, which are the people who are more empathetic, who are caring, listening. And C, who the people who are more analytical and structured and perfection seekers and quality driven. So it's so important to understand when we hire people what their behavior tendencies are. And here is one example about why this is important. So let's say, for example, you are someone who is very enthusiastic, very team-oriented, very people-oriented, and maybe because of that, you are not that structured, you're not that organized. What you really want to have on your team is someone who can balance that, because otherwise your tendencies become very extreme if you have someone who has the same behavior tendencies. So, and that's why in that case, a lot of people, a lot of leaders, they hire people who are like them. And we don't want that. We want to hire people who would be in a way on the other dimension. And this helps creating more balance. And this helps creating also more stable, sustainable environment in a way. And again, here, of course, the type of job that this person needs to do, it has big influence on that. And here, let me give you another example where I was helping once someone who has a travel agency, and she had this guy who was kind of very motivated. However, he was always making mistakes when he was booking flights for the clients. And we looked at his DISC style, and he was someone who was very enthusiastic. He extroverted, likes to be out with people, etc. So I told that leader, I said, look, this person, he's more people-oriented, and he would like, I mean, his motivation is to be around people. So, and his job is all about booking flights and trips. And so it's not his main area. And when they switched his role, he flourished. It became a role like he would be basically taking people on a trip and taking them around and guiding them. So he would be responsible for being out, for the program, for the tours. And that changed everything. So this is regarding hiring the right talent or the right people to the team. And of course, when you have a team, you want to ensure that their behavior tendencies are mixed, they are diversified. You don't have all of them the same style, because otherwise they will not be very successful, or the team will not be very successful. But this is something we would look at when we look at teams and leading teams and creating high-performing teams. So hiring is so critical. Character, values, personality, or behavior tendencies are crucial to have the right people joining the team. So this is a prerequisite when it comes to leading individuals. And what we're going to be talking about in the next episode is listening. And as simple as it sounds, it's extremely important, this skill, to be able to not only lead, manage, develop, improve, but also influence and especially inspire people. So I hope this has been of value for you. Like always, I would love to hear your feedback. And as always as well, stay inspired and make the biggest impact, not only within your area of responsibility, but beyond it. Bye.